Welcome to the Project Joy radio show, and good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing this lovely day?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. And you continuing to be on the mend from that minor ailment?
Day by day by day, getting a little bit better, yeah.
Good.
Which
good,
is
good,
what
good.
We always hope, body, feeling, right. mind objects
yeah.
every day
yeah.
a little bit better.
Yep, perfect. All right, well.
Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so a great opportunity to not only appreciate all of the loved ones in our lives, but perhaps a really good opportunity to snuggle up to that practitioner and send them a Valentine, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Valentine to all.
Yeah, why not, right?
Why not? What the heck?
What the heck?
What do we got
the whole
to
day.
Lose?
We've reserved
except
the whole
some
day
suffering.
For it, so.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a quote and a assignment for us, Alan, or Sherry.
All right.
Freedom is what you do with what's been done to you. Jean-Paul Sartre. In the present, we can undo the past and release the future. Horrible things may have happened in the past, but we don't need to give those horrible things our present or our future. Today, look to see which old story you are ready to bless and release. What would your life be if this story were no longer one you listen to and believe? Record and listen your experience of no longer being controlled by an old story.
Wow. Talk about freeing up some space, huh? It's like going
yeah.
through and getting rid of all your old files on your computer,
yeah.
on your phone, you know,
yeah.
getting rid of unneeded addresses. It just
yeah.
creates a lot of space.
Clean up that hard drive.
Yeah, yeah. Go through the closets. All of those processes of letting go what is extraneous. Are really leave us feeling really good and empowered, right? And when it
sure.
takes on that extra added, this is something that is not only unneeded at this point in life, but it's dragging me down.
Mm.
It's sucking the energy out of me.
Yeah.
And when we bless that, you know, thanks. I'm sure you did a wonderful service for my life. And now it's time for us to part ways and each of us to move on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then all of that energy that was going into maintaining that story is ours to use to
yeah.
the benefit of life.
Yeah, send those loves, those Valentines.
Get those Valentines out. Yeah, that's great. All right, shall we check in with our first caller?
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Sure. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea calling.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello. I'm just kind of calling to connect and to participate. The story that I am ready to give up is basically, I guess it can be summed up as I'm a loser.
Yeah, okay. I could not be more supportive of you giving that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
'cause it's just such horse bucky, isn't it? I mean, there is just so no evidence of that and never has been.
Yeah, and you know, I don't feel super identified with it, you know, for a while now. And so, you know, when I got the assignment, it just seemed like that was
okay.
popped in.
Yeah, it's time. It's really time. And, you know, it what occurs to me in this is that it could be really, I don't know what is the word, but to have a little ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we clean out a closet, we can stand back and look at it and see that pile of stuff that's going to wherever it's going and see all of that clear space, and it's so nice, and it just makes our hearts feel good, right? Job well done. So to create that kind of a little ceremony or service, you know, maybe make a little shoebox coffin and put that I'm a loser story in it. And if it's biodegradable or, you know, that sort of thing, then send it off. Or maybe you'd like to do a little bonfire and cremate it and just really acknowledge that you're putting this behind you. So it's not gonna come back. We're not going to entertain this somewhere down the road because it's gone.
I like that. I like the idea of acknowledging, because that is one thing that I get talked out of, or, you know, is acknowledging.
Yeah. Yeah. And that story, I mean, even though it was always bogus, it did motivate you to do a lot of things in your life that you might not have done otherwise.
Oh,
so
well,
in that
like
sense,
practice.
It's, yeah. Yeah, so in that sense, we could say, well, it has served a purpose. It has benefited me. Now it's time to go. It no longer benefits. And there are so many things like that in our lives, right? They serve a purpose, and because of conversation, stories in our head, we hang on to them way, way, way past the time that they were doing anybody any good.
Yeah, and, you know, I recorded and listened a little bit about it, and then the question was, what would be allowed? I think it was kind of like, what would you have in its place or something like that, and what came up for me was freedom.
Yeah, because that you're a loser. I mean, that feels like you're swimming along, and then you get an anchor attached to your ankle, right?
Yeah.
It's not a benign force. I mean, that is an ugly, ugly, ugly message.
It sure is. Yeah.
It's hateful. It's hideous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, just get a little whatever ceremony that seems to fit for you, and really do it. Go through the whole process. And then, of course, I hope you'll record afterwards and listen to it and record and listen until you really know that part of my life is over. We're not doing that. And what does freedom look like now? What's the attention going to be focused on in this newfound freedom of realizing, acknowledging that no, that your loser story is gone?
Well, it allows me to concentrate my energy on something else.
That's right. This here now, we hope, huh? And life. And
right.
Love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Feeling good. Being happy. Being a blessing in the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. That's exciting.
All. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not being sucked out for that story.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. All right. Well, you at some point you'll let us know what that ceremony was like, right? I'm hoping other people will do the same kind of process with whatever they've realized it's time to let go of.
Yeah, and it's just interesting because, you know, a couple things came up of stories, but, you know, really it could just be summed up into that very simple sentence. So.
Yeah, all those negative, there's something wrong with you, you're lacking something, you're not equal to your life, whatever, any of that sort of identification as who you are separate from life. That's what needs to go. Because until that goes, we can't acknowledge the manifestation of life that we are. And that's
like
the gift that.
That
we have to bring to the world, to bring to life, right?
Exactly. I'll need to listen to this again because I really like what you just said. So anyway, I just wanted to also say I'm really grateful for this show every day. It's just incredible. So
good.
Thank
good.
You.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Take good care. Have fun.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, have fun with that one. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks.
You know, Sherry, I just love that notion that given that prompt of what would your life be if we no longer listen to or believe that story, and how easy it is to move right to that place of, like Andrea was pointing to, that place of freedom, that we're actually, we can just move right to that place that conditioning has been keeping from us with that story in that instant.
Yeah.
And it just seems.
Yeah, what a great point. Yeah, we know. We know what's available to us. It's what we're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
So we're up against that all the time. It's very familiar to us. And that we step across that line and, boop, there we are in what's possible.
Yeah, exactly. And with just a slight shift of attention like that, we can really prove the point that there really isn't anything other than this here now, the eternal now, that both the future and the past just roll right into the eternal now. And all those experiences that conditioning has out in the future for us, well, they're just right there available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It really is. Exciting. It is the word that keeps coming because that energy being sucked out in a story like that is not an exciting life. If not. And that poof into freedom and presence, and it's thrilling. And we experience that physically because all that life force returns to us that has been being siphoned off into maintaining that story. And woo, it's like plugged in, lit up. We use those expressions to try to convey real experiences going from to whee. In a split second.
Yeah, perfect. I had the image of that little bonfire you suggested as the kind of the as that vanishes in the flames. That's what I am is lit up as in that bonfire.
Yes, that fire is lighting me up. Yes, that's perfect.
Inside here too. Yeah, so great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's check in with our next caller.
All right.
Next caller.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Chris. This is Esther.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Esther from the Netherlands.
Well, hello, Esther.
Can you hear me okay, or should I put an earphone on?
No, we can hear you perfectly. No. It's as if you're right here with us, which you are. No, it's
Rich,
perfect. What are you seeing?
Well, it's pretty remarkable what you just suggested to the first caller. After I had recorded yesterday, I spoke with Mentor, and that was exactly what Mentor suggested me to do, to write it down on a piece of paper and then have a little fire ceremony outside. And then guess what happened? I forgot all about it today.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So I know what I'm doing tomorrow because it's not the time for it now here. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow morning for sure.
And your point is such a good one. A couple of things about that. When it's something that's really big, we can be ready to let it go. But conditioning is not ready for us to let go of it. So we can, you know, brush our hands off and say, oh, thank God that's behind me. And it's just right there ready to circle back in and take over. And so we have to surround ourselves with the reminders that this has happened, that this is the commitment I've made, this is what I'm doing. So recording and listening, of course, is wonderful for that. For me, when I'm doing a process like that, I make sure it's on every recording going forward for whatever period of time until it feels like it's really integrated. And then, of course, I go back and listen to old recordings to make sure that those integrated things are still integrated. So, you know, and wherever you can have the little reminders around you, and wherever you, you know, if you make a regular recordings, morning, evening, throughout the day, whatever, that little note is there to say, you know, don't forget you let go of, and tell yourself that story again. What that means to you and what you're experiencing instead and what's opened up for you since you let go of this, and so that it really gets deep down inside you.
Yeah, that's it's what I noticed while I was listening when I heard you guiding that previously. It was like oh, I don't have to, you know, that's not worth mentioning because somebody else already talked about it. And
yep.
So when I heard myself getting unmuted, I was like, I know what I'm talking about. No way I'm listening to that voice.
Yeah, that voice. If we could always hear that voice as saying, you are getting very sleepy. You are getting very sleepy. You don't need to talk. Don't talk about that. It's okay. And the hypnotic nature of that seductive voice talking to us, you know, right before you go ahead and do it, and it starts screaming. But it's always that telling us you're okay. You're okay. You don't need to attend to that. And then, of course, in the next minute, it's right back to telling us the equivalent of the "you're a loser" story.
Yeah. So if I hear you right, to keep on recording my insights with, you know, dropping that story and how it makes me feel until I really integrate it and I have that bonfire.
Yes. Yeah. And it's burning in your heart. So for me, the important part of that, for my own practice, I don't go back to, so if we used Andrea's "you're a loser," the way that would play out for me is the first time I would be talking about realizing it is time to let go of that old story. You know, it may have done some good in the past. I don't know what it is, but I'm, you know, let's give the devil its dues. And so it probably did. But now it's time to let go, because I am moving into freedom and I don't want any attention or energy going to that old story. So the next time I brought, and I would go on and on and on, of course, because you can tell, I always go on and on and on. But the next time I made the recording, I wouldn't refer except almost in code to the message, because I don't want to reactivate that message. I don't want to let any room for voices to come in and tell that story again. But what I might say is, and I want to I'm remembering every day the bonfire. I can see that old story going. I feel myself moving into the freedom of being in this here now. You know, so the ones going forward become shorter and shorter. They're just a reminder that that story is gone. This is where I am now. This is the benefit of being here. This is what I love and enjoy about being here in the present, like that. And to do that, you know, for a month until it's really integrated. If you heard that message come up again, it would be startling because it's so not a part of your current experience.
Okay, so really even listen to those specific recordings that went onward, not the initial one, until like for 30 days.
Yep. And then... you know, now I don't know if you keep a calendar, but to have, so I'll go forward. I keep a physical calendar as well as a computerized one. And so I will go forward and write in my calendar, remember to check in about, and then, and I'll put the date of, you know, my favorite recordings, on it so that I can go back and listen to those. Look for those recordings, or the titles of the recordings. That's actually what I do, because I title them all. And so I'll go back and look for those when that date comes so that it reactivates all of that perspective for me.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome, Esther. What time is it where you are? Is it late afternoon?
It's like 6:20 p.m. here now.
Oh, I love it. You're not having to get up in the middle of the night for that open air. I love it.
I have been here every night except one, and I listened to that one at 9 a.m. our time in the morning.
All right. Good to see you.
It is wonderful.
I love it. Thank you, Esther. Take good care.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Boy, that just seems really so helpful, Sherry, to have a concrete way like that to put the emphasis on where I'm going rather than where I've been in terms of recording and listening. That just seems really great.
Well, and the power of a practice like this particular one is that, you know, what people are working with, I'm projecting. They're not little, you know, little passing things. I mean, most of us live in some big stories mm-hmm. until we get to the point of being able to let them go. So stories that can, and again, not that Andrea is having this experience, but just hers is such a great example for us. So if I live in a story of you're a loser, I might not hear that message very often, but it's coloring everything about my life. It's how I perceive myself. It's how I perceive other people. It's what I project. It's how I explain everything in my life. You know, it's all through that filter, that lens. And so to let something like that go really does. I mean, now I haven't just cleaned a closet. I've cleaned out the entire house. And so we do need to bring that forward and reinforce it and reinforce it and reinforce it. So it's kind of, getting down to deeper and deeper and deeper levels where that story is hiding out. And as we keep recording and listening about it, the insights will continue to drop in for us. And I'll realize, oh, well, I'm projecting he thinks that about me because of that old story. Yeah. And then I record about that. And it becomes part of this whole, eventually we're replacing, if we say, you know, 60% of my life or 75% of my life is viewed through the lens of that hateful story. Now I'm actually undoing that, which is the releasing the future part of it, right? So everywhere that shows up, I'm bringing it into the freedom. You know, no, that's not true. What's really true is da 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 da, and I'm listening to that, and I'm just clearing away that orientation.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, it feels like it really is a multi-pronged attack, not even attack,
mm-hmm.
but pressure
mm-hmm.
That we're applying. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't forget, right? We don't get lulled into forgetting because we're doing this process with recording and listening. Again, I know I'm born again about recording and listening, but I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't think it was possible to do this before recording and listening, and I don't actually believe it's possible to do it without recording and listening. That karma conditioning system is too entrenched and powerful. We cannot go up against it without the allies of Sangha practice and, for me, recording and listening.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly, Sherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, I think we have time for one other caller.
Good.
Let's see here. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Lori calling from Asheville.
Hey, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, I just went out in my car to get my recorder because I thought, I always want to record this. And then all of a sudden, I'm on here. So I'm really going to be recording here. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm seeing a lot, and I appreciate the conversation so far. And I'm going to have to go back and listen to this because it's all been so much, so dense and beautiful and rich in the sense of what's been talked about. And I know for me, there's like a really strong, repeating, horrible, painful story that rears its ugly head. And I've been recording like crazy about it because it's just not true, and yet it can feel true. And and then I like what you were just saying about the about even for the now, what is true now, what is really so, and then moving it into and what is going to continue to be true the more that the practice is alive, that brings me into this beautiful presence, great gratitude for just being able to be here now in this world and in this practice, and then to know that that's like being laid out in front of me as well, so that I'm walking I'm walking on the holy ground, and I will the holy ground will continue to be clearing my way, something like that.
Yes, exactly. So and it is a shift in orientation, isn't it? As you say, even though you know that that awful story isn't true, it can feel as if it is. And that's where conditioning and karma gets us, right? That's what ego knows exactly where to point its imaginary finger and put pressure on us to take us into that whole conditioned cycle. And
it's
what
the most,
we're learning
the most
to do.
Thing. Right.
Yeah, oh, it's awful. It's awful. And what we're learning to do is recognize that and use it as a way out of the suffering. So as soon as it starts to put that, you know, open up that wound and pour that salt in, that's what we're, oh, that feeling. Okay, where's the recorder? Right? I need to listen to what's really true. And as we do that, what we're training ourselves to do is realize that how I feel at any point in time is determined by where my attention is. So if
That's
I go
so.
With that, yeah, if I go with that story, I'm going to feel awful because that's what I'm being talked into. But if I recognize that awful feeling and realize I need to listen to what is true in order not to feel that way, but to feel what's really so, gratitude, openness, you know, all of the...
Yes.
As soon as we realize that connection and know we can make it, talk about freedom.
Yes. You know, because the sneaky thing, I realize that can catch the attention is, well, look at what's going on here. You know, look at the evidence of something being wrong, so-called wrong. And then it can be kind of like it being swept away. And so that's at that point, and what you're saying is exactly the thing, is at the first, any kind of first notion that that's going on, that's the time to turn and come back and record and listen and remember.
And remember
is, to me, such an important part of this, because it's remembering what is so, remembering, I mean, how many occasions that I have had just glorious freedom and joy and beauty and love. And particularly, I can just think about any time I've been on retreat, you know, and that's because that's such a expansive example of it. And also these phone calls. It's like this is life-saving to have these phone calls. I am deeply grateful since whenever it started, November, whenever, it's just like there's no escape.
Exactly. Ego has nowhere to hide, does it?
Yes.
As long as we don't get talked out of not joining, right? As soon as the voice says, oh, you don't have time, and now you've got, you know, the only time that person can have that appointment is at 9, at noon your time, you know, and so that's, and you can get back to those calls later when
it's so slippery, isn't it? And I have missed two, I think, maybe, and listened to them. And then sometimes for whatever reason, I might not finish a session until, like, I might come in like a couple minutes later, and I'm doing my best, though, to have this be sacrosanct time. It's like, this is what I do every day. This is what I do. And it's so beautiful because it's just that steady reminder. Oh, yes, I have this strong practice commitment to join people. And I know that there's like this huge group of Sangha, and that is precious to be connected.
Martin,
in this
way. You laid out that path opening up before us, right? That life is just clearing a path for us. And it's a big path because there are a bunch of us.
There's a bunch of us.
Right? And we're just walking down that path together.
There's just such gratitude that you're making this commitment, Sherry, and that all of us are and Chris and Ashwini and that we're all joining you, and it's just so beautiful and sweet. And I know it's a commitment. It's this place from the heart that says, yes, this is what's happening. And so I just bow.
And I'm in.
That's all.
Right? And I'm in. I'm going to add my strength. Yeah.
That's right.
I love it.
And I'm part of it. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Thank you, Lori.
So anyway, thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Chris. Sherry.
Sure, that's a great image, walking side by side on a very wide path all together.
Mm-hmm. All together. Oh, yeah. I love it. Gives me chills.
Yeah, for sure. So for tomorrow, or actually for the rest of today, the quote is, the best way out is always through. Robert Frost. We can waste a life trying to avoid. If we shrink enough, we won't be a big target. If we ignore something, maybe it will go away. But that doesn't work. How do we know that? It hasn't. Today, record and listen a reminder to yourself that you are on a hero's journey, and that you're a hero for having started and for staying the course.
God, it's so true, isn't it?
It's a hero's path.
True. Yeah, and that you can waste a lifetime trying to avoid.
Oh.
Or you can just join us,
yeah.
Right? And not just us. I mean, that's a wide path because there are lots of people walking, taking that walk to freedom together, right? And that with that kind of support and strength and power, we can face anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And the encouragement with the quote seems the only thing that is looking for a way out would be ego, and so that's what we're trying to see through. Trying to see through that which wants a way out. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So gorgeous. Thank you, Chris.
Indeed. Yeah. Thank you too, Sherry.
Manana.
Manana. You got it.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.